This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Auto enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors here on the show. He is the number one car guy, the chief auto enthusiast, the number one Jeep guy at U.S. Auto Parts, and J.C. Whitney, the one and only Mr. Rob Molnar, will be joining us momentarily, and Rob has arranged to bring forth a very special guest as well. Telephone-wise, if you have a question throughout the hour, we're going to be talking a lot about Jeep, a lot about Moab, a lot about Baja Racing. If you have questions about any of those, we would love to hear from you at our toll-free line. It is toll-free from anywhere across North America at 855-662-4261. That's 855-662-4261. Or if you prefer the email, I'm watching it right now. It's bob at autoworldradio.com or bob at boblongradio.com. Well, I always look forward to our monthly appearances from Rob Molnar. He is, as I say, not only a supporter of the show here, J.C. Whitney is one of our great advertisers, but Rob is a true car guy, a true Jeep guy. He's the number one auto enthusiast for both U.S. Auto Parts and J.C. Whitney, and it's my pleasure to welcome him back to the broadcast. Rob, thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thanks. It's always a pleasure to be with you here on the show.
I understand you've arranged for somebody really special to join us in this hour.
Yeah, this is the fellow that's going to join us. He's the guy I've got to. He's my Jeep Yoda. He's the guy that's taught me patience and off camber, and or at least not getting off camber. He's the guy I really have to give a lot of credit to for opening my eyes to not just Jeeping, but places like Moab, and more importantly, not embarrassing ourselves out on the trail. Dan has been a tremendous asset, not just in the skill that he's shared in terms of building Jeeps, but how I've watched him bring newbies out to the trail and show them how to do it and what not to do. And when I listened, I did well. When I got a little carried away, we'll go into that later, but Dan has been a great, great asset and has become a great friend personally. I really like working with Dan.
Dan Fresh from OC Motorsports. Welcome to Auto World. How are you doing, Dan?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. We have been looking forward to it and always enjoy your appearances on the show. How did you first meet up with Rob, Dan?
You know what? One day I was actually off work one day. It doesn't happen very often, but they gave me a call and said that Rob was down at our dealership buying a vehicle and was interested in building something he was going to take off-road, and it was going to be through J.C. Whitney, and they called me up, and I said I'd love to be involved in whatever I can do to help out. So the next week, Rob came in and made an appearance at our shop at OC Motorsports, and we got the ball rolling from there.
That sounds cool. Rob, what are your memories of that first initial meeting with Dan?
Oh, gosh. You know, it's we've put together three Jeeps and a couple of trucks since then. So the early days, maybe it's like a good marriage. You know, the early days, you just remember a lot of, you know, a lot of roses and happiness. And, you know, it's that first meeting down at the dealership that OC Motorsports is part of. You know, it buying a new vehicle is always a little stressful. But the fellow that I think it was Kenny that I ended up dealing with down there, and he said, "Oh, you got to meet Dan, OC Motorsports just down the street. This guy's a Baja racer. He's got, you know, just tremendous Jeep skills. He's going to take good care of you." And that was the magic phrase. And then when I went down to OC and saw the Jeeps that they were working on and got a chance to meet with Dan and his team, it really, the panic that I was feeling, it just subsided. And Dan, like I said, his whole team really makes you feel comfortable whether or not you've had lots of Jeeps before. Just a great bunch of guys. And like I said, Dan has become kind of my guiding light as it relates to building Jeeps and going off-road, what you should do, what you shouldn't do. And as we chat about his background, your listeners will understand what a tremendous amount of experience he has. But he's just a calming force when he's out there on the trail. He just makes you feel like you can do almost anything and gives you the guidance and the experience to actually do it. So I think a lot of people talk the Jeep talk, but they don't always know how to stay out of trouble. And if they do get into trouble, how to get out of it. And Dan is one of those guys who can really just take you through the toughest trail and make you feel like it was all you. He's got a very special skill that way.
That's a really great description. No question about it, Rob. And Dan, we definitely want to get into how you first got involved with racing and with Baja. Why don't we begin at the beginning? Did you always have a draw towards off-roading? When did that phase of your life initially kick in?
You know, when I was young, my parents used to go out to the desert, and they had a sand rail, and we'd always go out, it seemed like every weekend when we were kids. And as we got older, they got interested in other things, but I still had that drive to want to get out there. So couldn't obviously afford a sand rail or something like that, but I could get a motorcycle. And I chased that dream for a number of years and was fortunate enough to race professionally on a dirt bike. So I raced the stadium races, West Coast Supercross, and some of the national events and things like that. Until too many injuries came up, and I was married at that time, and my wife said, "If you get hurt bad again, that's it." And I got hurt bad again, and before you know it, the bikes were gone, and I still had to fuel that passion that I had, so I was able to get involved with a team doing some off-road stuff, just chasing at the time, and eventually was able to afford to get my first off-road race car and get introduced to the sport. And, we raced everything we possibly could back in the mid to late 90s, and fortunate enough to win a few races along the way.
That sounds great. We've got Rob Molnar from J.C. Whitney, and we've also got a very special guest from OC Motorsports, the car builder for J.C. Whitney, and many other folks, Dan Fresh. And again, if any of you guys have questions about what it takes to put together a great off-road vehicle, or if you have questions about racing in the off-road realm, whether it be Baja racing or otherwise, we would love to hear from you. And our toll-free number, it's 855-660-4261. Also, if you prefer to email me up, that's not a problem whatsoever. More and more people these days seem to like to do that. So email me at bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. We'll take a pit stop. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to check in with Rob to see how the contest is going, the big wrench and ride contest, and we're going to really talk about off-roading with Dan. Don't go away.
This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I thank you very much for joining me here today on Auto World, and we've got all kinds of great stuff ahead, including Tom Appel, who joins us live right now, the editor and publisher of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive. Tom, how you doing?
Oh, thank you.
Let's talk about a vehicle that went through your hands a little while back, and I've been dying to talk to you about it. I had a BMW 7 Series with the M package last year, but you guys recently had a super loaded rendition called the 2017 BMW M760i. Tell our listeners all about this very pricey German machine.
Yeah, it's very pricey and it's really interesting. People probably familiar with BMW know about their M series of products. They replace the whole nomenclature with just an M. So you have an M6, an M3, an M4, and these are the top of the line in terms of performance vehicles in those classes. They don't do that for the 7 series. Instead, they go slightly milder. So this is the M760i. It's sort of a half-step M treatment, but it's still a monster of a vehicle. It's powered by 6.6-liter V12 engine, and it is completely equipped with every piece of BMW technology you could hope or want for, and the result is a vehicle that is truly, I don't know the word, it's super impressive. It's an absolute joy to drive, and it's the kind of thing that you drive only a few times a year, and you always marvel at it.
So true. It's such a treat to get behind these vehicles that normally just get into the hands of very few lucky folks. And this 12-cylinder BMW 7 Series really scoots off the line 0 to 60 with that 12-cylinder engine. It weighs 5,128 pounds, but will hit the 60 mark in 3.6 seconds. That's quite an achievement.
Yeah, it's astonishing. And it's astonishing how smoothly it goes about that. If you are brave enough to simply floor the pedal at a stoplight, it's almost drama-free. You're just catapulted forward. There isn't even that much noise. It just, the engine sounds hurried but not stressed, and you just launch forward and you feel the G's accumulated. It is just incredibly fast and incredibly refined.
And the back seat is really few in the world. You think Mercedes Maybach, but it's very unique. It even has a tablet built into the back seat.
Yeah, it's a fascinating thing. It's a little bit like an iPad or another tablet, and you can use it to control certain functions in the vehicle without being hunched over the center console. As if having that connectivity at all isn't cool, but in this case, yeah, you can control audio functions and certain climate functions from that tablet, which is removable. It's very cool.
And your vehicle was equipped with a real high-end sound system. Being the music guy that I am, I would have enjoyed this.
Yeah, the Bowers & Wilkins system is very impressive, and it sounds fantastic. These days, you hear so much about premium audio systems in cars, and you see the brand label there, and you don't know that if it really sounds any better than the bass system. In this case, it's fabulous. I may not have the perfect audiophile ear for this stuff, but I know when it's wonderful. In this case, that is a great stereo.
When you take a look at the numbers here, fuel economy is, of course, not that great with that 12-cylinder engine, but you can't beat it when it comes to power and performance, fit and finish, and room and comfort. But fuel economy, you guys averaged 13.8 miles per gallon.
Yeah, we did. And that is actually in keeping with the city fuel economy number of 13 as issued by the EPA. So, and additionally, we did a few of those acceleration runs, which would have hurt things a little bit.
And another thing that's very cool is the lighting inside this vehicle. The speakers in that Bowers and Wilkins system actually light up, but that's just the beginning.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things you can do with the interior color treatment, and it's very cool. And it creates this fantastic ambience by night. You'd think it would be distracting, but it's really not. It's actually rather preferable to a car that's completely blacked out.
So which one would you pick, Tom, if the lottery gods shined on you and somebody said, you know, we got to get one of these big sedans for the Opel family? Would you go for the Mercedes Maybach, or would you go for this BMW or something else?
I am traditionally sort of a Mercedes guy, but this BMW may have won me over. This is as flawless a vehicle as it can get. Additionally, I'm not usually a fan of matte finish paint jobs, but the matte finish gray job on this BMW is very cool. It made it look very stealthy.
Yeah, I'm not either, but if it's done well, and it certainly is done extraordinarily well with this particular example called Frozen Dark Brown, and it's a very cool color and had some interesting badging on the vehicle, too, satin finish badging. And the price is, hold on to your hat, $179,595. That's a lot of dollars.
Yeah, the only consolation here is that you can buy this, and you still can't get into a Bentley Continental for that money.
That's true. They have definitely gone up in price. So I remember when the Bentley Continental GT first came out, it was a lot more affordable, if you want to call anything over $100,000 affordable, but it definitely has crept up in price. Tom Appel is with us, publisher of Consumer Guide. And Tom, for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with your regular appearances here on the broadcast and with all the cool stuff that you and your team do at ConsumerGuide.com, particularly the Daily Drive, the blog section. Tell folks what they're missing out on.
Yeah, we are Consumer Guide. We can be found at ConsumerGuide.com. That's all of our new car and used car reviews. There's also the CGDailyDrive.com blog. That's where we try to have some fun with the news. And we also go in-depth on our reviews. That's where you'll find a review of that BMW we just discussed. Additionally, this year, again, we will be producing a Best Buy magazine, and that'll be on newsstands around the time the LA Auto Show comes out. We're available on Facebook and Twitter if you want to follow us.
Excellent. Let's talk about another more recent test drive. This time it's a Subaru. It's the 2017 Subaru Impreza 2-liter iSport. And the Impreza has got a makeover styling-wise. Certainly this is the best-looking Impreza they've ever done to date. And you can get the Impreza in a number of different forms, including the one that you guys tested out, as well as a little sport hatch as well.
Yeah, the Impreza is all new for 2017. This is a big deal. This is one of their bread-and-butter sellers. And the big news for 17 really is that the car got a little bit bigger and a little bit more powerful, both things it probably needed. It now rides on Subaru's global architecture, which will underpin almost everything they make moving forward. Now, you see that from a lot of manufacturers. It's a huge cost savings method for the manufacturer. This is the first example of that. The Subaru Crosstrek will be the next car to ride on that architecture. But we spent some time with the car, and we found it basically likable. It's not the huge leap forward we hoped and thought it would be, but it's still a Subaru. It still comes standard with all-wheel drive. The 2i Sport form is rather fun. It's a little sportier than it was in the past. It features contrasting stitching on the inside and perhaps just slightly sharper handling, too. This is one of those cars that I think a lot of people overlook in the compact class, and they probably shouldn't.
Good point, Tom. We'll finish up on the Impreza after we take a quick break for some messages. This is Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're chatting with the publisher of Consumer Guide, as we do quite often here on the broadcast, Tom Appel, one of our regulars, and we're wrapping up a test drive of the 2017 all-new Subaru Impreza 2-liter I Sport, and the 2-liter is a reference to the engine. It's a 2-liter Boxster-style four-cylinder engine, and one thing that you can definitely say about Subaru is resale value is extraordinarily high on these vehicles, Tom, and more I'm becoming a fan of all-wheel drive, no matter what climate you live in.
And one of the things that drives Subaru resale value is that you almost always get your money back or most of your money back at resale time. And that's one of those things that works in Subaru's favor. And like every Subaru sold in the United States, the all Imprezas are all-wheel drive, which is kind of a thing you don't have to think about, but a thing you need to calculate, too, when you're considering base prices. The Subarus aren't that much more than the competition.
That's true. How did you enjoy the Apple CarPlay and the Android Auto connectivity? That seems to be becoming more and more popular these days.
It really is, and they connect just fine. What I find is I'm not a big fan of voice control, so I don't use them as much as other people. I need to force myself to use them. But they work just fine, and I find that Apple CarPlay is especially useful if you would rather use Google Maps instead of the in-car nav system.
Good point. Recently, you guys also had an opportunity to check out the 2017 Mazda 6i in Grand Touring trim. I had an opportunity to drive this vehicle last year and definitely was impressed by the vehicle on a number of levels, and it looks like you guys were as well.
Yeah, in my opinion, this is perhaps the single most overlooked vehicle in the U.S. market. This is such a good vehicle. It's a consumer guy best buy year in and year out, and its sales just don't reflect how good this vehicle is, and I think that's a failure of Mazda marketing to get across just how competent this vehicle is. It's very roomy. It's very refined. One of the interesting things about it is that they've dropped the V6, so unlike the rest of the Subaru lineup, there isn't an I and S version of this car. There's no bigger engine. So we drove an I version, which is all you can get in Grand Touring form. This is a very likable car. I think dynamically it's very much like a Honda Accord, but I think that it's also just a little bit quieter and perhaps a little bit more refined.
Yeah, and definitely the interior is extremely well done. And again, kudos to you guys for ranking all vehicles for big folks and for tall folks. And the big and tall comfort factor was quite high in this Mazda.
Yeah, this is probably one of the best midsize sedans for big guys like me. We gave it an A- for that, and our guy Damon Bell, who is 6'6", gave the car a try, and he gives it a B-plus for tall guy comfort.
And again, the quality of materials, definitely an upscale-looking interior, and not a bad price point. I mean, it's a very competitive segment, but I agree with you, this vehicle is very overlooked.
Yeah, this vehicle also made use of Mazda's IE loop technology, which is sort of a mild hybrid thing in that it uses regenerative braking to power things like the alternator and the air conditioning compressor, and that helps with the fuel economy. We didn't break 30 miles per gallon in this example, but we have in the past.
Yeah, when you combine that technology with their Sky Active engines and the CVT transmission, you've got a vehicle that potentially can really give you decent fuel economy and uses a lot of high technology.
Yep.
Let's talk about some other new vehicles that you've driven recently. The 2017 Lexus RC350. I have driven a number of these and am very impressed with them. The only one I haven't driven is the top of the line, the F with the 8-cylinder, but cool-looking car from Lexus.
Yeah, we were excited to get this particular example because it is the first one we've driven with the V6 but without the F-Sport package, and we thought that this might be the least complicated and most refined example of the lineup, and it really is. This isn't as sporty as some people might think it is, despite the fact that it's a rather rakish-looking coupe. It's more of a modern interpretation of what a high-end Monte Carlo might be like in the best possible way. It is a very luxurious vehicle, very nice interior. It's sporty, but it's nothing like a Scion FRS or a Porsche 911. It's much more commuter oriented than that. But this is a great car. I think the price is reasonable for what it is, and very refined, very nicely built too.
Yeah, very well put together, and good styling job overall. Can't wait to get behind the wheel of that new Lexus coupe, the LC. I don't know if they're in the press fleets yet, but that's quite a looker as well.
Yeah, that's absolutely stunning. I've seen that one in the flesh at the auto shows, and cannot wait to get one into the office.
Let's talk about a new truck from Toyota. This is the 2017 Tundra Limited, and folks who like the Tundra are very loyal to this brand. Like, seems like all truck buyers tend to stick with what they like.
Yeah, they absolutely do, and this is just a great example of one in mid-level trim with the iForce V8. And there's a couple things that Toyota's perhaps trailing the industry in, and one of them is fuel economy. The big V8 is attached to just a conventional six-speed automatic, and there's really not a lot of fuel-saving tricks there. But once you get past that, this is as serious a big truck as any other, and it's got a couple of advantages, too, I think, compared to the Chevy and compared to the Dodge. The cab is a little bit roomier up front, especially for big guys. And the interior is just very well put together. The materials are probably not, you know, as high as they might be in some high-end version of a GMC, but everything just feels and looks really well assembled.
Let's talk about a brand new model from Kia, and this vehicle starred in the Super Bowl commercials with Melissa McCarthy doing a great job on a kind of humorous take on activists. And this vehicle, I was in a Kia dealership recently and asked them how it was doing, and they said it's selling surprisingly well. And this is a new venture for Kia. This is a hybrid, which we haven't seen many on the Kia front.
No, and it's good to hear that they're selling well. That's some good news. The Kia Niro is a very likable vehicle. Kia is peddling this vehicle as a compact crossover, and they're not really using the word hybrid to describe it. It is simply just a very fuel-efficient vehicle, and I think that's a very interesting tack. For people who don't know, the Niro is a new hybrid-specific platform or EV-specific platform that's sort of parallels the Hyundai Ioniq, and the technology is similar. Right now there's a hybrid version. There's going to be a plug-in hybrid version and eventually a pure electric version. We'll be seeing all of those marketed under the Niro name. But that aside, it's just a nice, compact, small crossover, roomy, generally refined. One of the interesting things about it is that I've heard Kia engineers say that they went with a conventional, not a conventional, but a double-clutch six-speed automatic transmission instead of a CVT so that the vehicle will seem more natural in feel. But in fact, I find it a little clunky at low speed, and it might be my only complaint about this vehicle.
Interesting. Very interesting move on the part of the Kia engineers. And pricing-wise, let's see, base price $29,650, not including destination. When all was said and done, your test vehicle had the Touring Advanced Technology Package, which is $1,900, $32,445. So, again, there's a awful lot of choices in this compact crossover segment, but here's a new one to check out.
Yep.
When we come back on the other side, we'll go back in time, go back to 1986. Where were you in 1986? Were you around in 1986? This is Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Don't go away.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed, so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? see them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Tom Appel is along for the ride. And again, we invite your participation. We are live across North America, so don't be a stranger. Dial us up at 855-660-4261. We've also added a new section to AutoWorldRadio.com, my website, and it's a Q&A section because we realize in today's life, lots of people listen to the show on tape delay or listen to the show on their own schedule in podcast form or archive form. So anytime if you have a question, you can go to Ottawa Radio, go to the Q&A section and post the question, which we will address both on the air and we'll also write back right there at the Q&A spot. From the Kia Niro from 2017, let's journey back in time to 1986. And you've done some great work here, Tom, as usual, with some of these cool pieces that you put together. Doesn't seem that long ago, but I guess it was a long time ago.
Yeah, 1986. It's a long time in the auto industry because so much has happened since then. And for Buick, this was a year of tragedy. This was the year that downsizing got the better of Buick. Unbelievably, in 1986, Buick sold 850,000 cars. And if that sounds like a lot, that's actually down from about 1,000,001 the year prior. They had a bunch of downsized vehicles. Their B-body cars, their LeSabre had been downsized. And almost tragically, the Riviera was downsized for 86, and its sales went down by a third. Just people did not embrace this new kind of sculpted organic look, our Riviera, which was previously been very straight-edged and very formal and very upright.
Yeah, that's very true. When you look at the different offerings from the Buick lineup, let me take a look at your picture here that you've got up of all the different models. And this particular rendition of the Riviera very much reminds me of of the Cadillac Eldorado of the same era, and the Oldsmobile Toronado, too. It just was kind of a scaled-down version of what once was a very large vehicle, and now it's not so large and just a little bit out of proportion. But when you look at that LeSabre coupe, I can definitely see confusion. And this was very popular back in the first kind of infancy of downsizing, where you would have vehicles with large wheel wells and undersized tires, which only further exaggerated the awkwardness of this design.
Yeah, another thing I'm coming to realize, too, that happened at this time, the doors on the cars did not get smaller, so they consumed just a much larger part of the profile. And then the headline photo that we have here of the LeSabre Coupe, which is kind of a handsome vehicle, the door consumes almost all the space of the wheelbase. It's a very strange look.
The Century Sedan in the midsize category was a little bit more traditional in its styling, but again, offered in a wide variety of guises, coupe, sedan, and wagon. Certainly, when you look at the performance numbers of its era, the base engine, 92 horsepower, 2.5 liter, 412 horsepower, 2.8 liter V6, 150 horsepower, 3.8 liter V6 front-wheel drive vehicles. Certainly, none of these vehicles of this era packed much in the area of punch.
No, it's amazing how little power we got out of 3.8 liters in those days, which seems like a monstrous engine by contemporary standards.
Even when you look at the big wagon, the 86 Electra Estate Wagon, which had the 5-liter V8, 140 horsepower, and again shows how far we've come with computers and a number of high-tech inventions. And back in those days, we were talking about the end of the V8 engine, and who would believe all these years later, Tom, we would see some of the amazing examples that are out there today for 2017. There aren't that many, but those that are out there are certainly fantastic.
Yeah, that's really true. I know I'm especially fond, and only during a couple of examples, of the Mercedes-Benz twin-turbo 4-liter, which is a relatively small engine, at least by V8 standards, but wonderfully powerful and smooth.
Yeah, folks, if you were a fan of Buick and wanted to see this kind of transitional year, Tom's done a great piece, just put it up recently within the last few days. Check it out at the Daily Drive. And here's a little trivia question for you. We only have a few minutes left in this hour of the broadcast, but we'll throw it out there anyway. Who was the spokesperson for Buick for 1986? How can we make this a little bit easier, Tom? This guy was known for a unique way of speaking, and anything else you'd like to add, Tom?
I believe he was one of the stars of the TV show The Paper Chase.
Very true. Excellent. This gentleman was the spokesperson for Buick for 1986. I'll even give you initials, J.H., who is the gentleman we are referring to at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261 via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. And again, if you're listening to us anytime, even after the live broadcast, you can still participate and still win something cool from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Another cool piece that you did within the last few days was looking back at a Chrysler from 1989. And this is, again, in the era of downsizing. Tell our listeners about this article.
Yeah, this is the, we did a review flashback. That means this is our actual review from 1989 by Consumer Guide. Then it would have only been in print, of the Chrysler Fifth Avenue. This was the end of the line for the Chrysler's M-body rear drive midsize cars that were sometimes marketed as large cars. But if people remember this vehicle, it was an interesting vehicle because it sort of resisted the same downsizing we were just talking about at Buick. It was a very upright car. You remember it's the Plymouth Plymouth Grand Fury and the Dodge Diplomat mostly pressed into cop service. They were police cars in most markets at the time. But you had this Chrysler that was dressed up. It was dressed in Landau and full leather interior. Still had the 318 V8, that three-speed automatic. And then this is great formal styling. And I think conservative shoppers just latched onto this vehicle as an alternative to the front-drive vehicles from Buick and from Cadillac and the aerodynamic styling that was changing the industry. It was just a very interesting vehicle, and it sold surprisingly well for a couple of years, over 100,000 units.
Amazing. I know my aunt and my late aunt and late uncle had one of these cars and absolutely loved it. I mean, to them, it was a limousine, that 5.2 liter, 318 cubic inch, two barrel V8. Again, for the era, was putting out the power that you would expect for this time, 140 horsepower, 265 pound-feet of torque, EPA rated at 16 city, 22 highway through that three-speed automatic, and base price range without options started at $18,345. And then it had, you know, quite a bit of options that you could add to that. But yeah, I remember my aunt Jerry and my uncle Vincent driving around in a navy blue variant of this, and they thought they were driving a Rolls Royce.
Yeah, the people who owned these absolutely loved them. And starting at 18 grand, they represented, I think, to a lot of people, very strong value when you think that the downsized and front drive and perhaps two aerodynamic Cadillac DeVille started at about $25,000. And a lot of people would argue that Chrysler wasn't where Cadillac was at the time, but this vehicle represented real substance, I think, and a V8 power that you couldn't get anywhere else anymore, not for the money.
Another interesting story that we should touch on briefly. You mentioned you're not somebody who likes to use voice controls. Myself, I am also in your corner with that. I don't do it very often, but a lot of people just love Siri from Apple, and they recently announced that their voice recognition application for iPhone is going to be integrated into cars of at least seven major manufacturers. That's a lot of vehicles.
Yeah, it really is. And the good news for shoppers is standardization. One system fits all is a great way to do it. It's interesting that manufacturers are sort of ceding this area of technology to an outside manufacturer, but I think that the commonality probably serves the industry well in terms of cost and just general familiarity. But yeah, if you like voice control, that's great. If you're sort of a Luddite like me, maybe not.
And it's going to be BMW, Chrysler, GM, Honda, Jag, Land Rover, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, and Toyota are working with Apple as well, rumors say. Well, that's going to do it for this visit with Tom Appel. Thank you, Tom. As usual, you're a scholar and a gentleman. We'll get you back with us real soon.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer.